Also, in terms of other agents, again, we were talking about alpelisib. What about other PI3 kinase inhibitors? And again, the one I've heard about is capanlisib.
Right. So this is interesting. This is an intravenous PI3K, and these data were recently presented. And in terms of efficacy, it looks on par with idelalisib. And at least with all the caveats of cross-study comparisons, it may have a better tolerability than idelalisib, but I think, you know, it's very hard to make these comparisons across studies. It is IV, which may be advantageous in some situations.
Are pretty much all the downside of these agents these sort of immune reactions, or do you see other more direct, side effects and toxicities?
Well, there are other side effects. I mean, it is somewhat myelosuppressive. Pretty much every study with a PI3K inhibitor does show some myelosuppression. There are a lot of sort of general fatigue and other constitutional symptoms that have been really seen with all drugs that are targeting the whole B cell receptor signaling pathway. So we focus on these higher grade or somewhat unique type toxicities, but there are these general toxicities that we see. And I think this, when it comes back to counseling patients in your CLL example, is it better to have 6 months of bendamustine rituximab toxicity and hopefully be off for a number of years? Or is it better to have these low-grade type toxicities, but they're continuous?
Incidentally, that concept of trying to sort of throw somebody into an unmaintained remission, is that also what you're thinking when you give like chlorambucil
Ideally, we would give people time off. You're right. We would treat them and we could give them some time off therapy.